Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. I want to go ahead and take this opportunity to thank all of you all for tuning in, even those of you all that are on spring break or anticipating going on spring break. We certainly thank you for tuning in, taking time out of your busy schedule each and every week to either listen by way of phone or live over the internet. You can catch us over the internet, drjwalker.com, drjwalker.com. We certainly do appreciate all of you all tuning in every week. It's been a blessing to have the varying points of view. We're going to just take a moment and go to our website, go to phone lines, and bring in someone that's going to be our featured guest this evening. 786-287. Who do we have with us live right now?
This is Donna Thurman.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to ask you to please stand by. We're so happy that you pressed one. And we'll be back to you momentarily. Tonight, my co-host will not be joining us, but we're going to definitely have her back with us very soon. She's traveling as I speak, and so she won't be able to be with us this evening. We've had some real good shows, How to Minimize Arguments in Your Relationship or Marriage. We did actually, that show was so heated that we actually had to do two parts to that particular show. And, it gets to be so exciting, all of these shows do, and so that's what tends to bring a lot of people on board. So because of that particular show, we did do parts one and part two, which concluded last week. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can call in if you're listening by way of internet. You can call in live at 347-857-1769. We're going to get to the story in just about 5 minutes, but I do want to do some housekeeping just before we get to that. Let me just get a couple of opinions. If you want to be able to speak to the host early, you must be able to press 1, and that way we'll bring you right into the queue, and you'll be pretty much guaranteed to get in to talk to the host. Sometimes we go for a while before people are actually able to get in, and that's what tends to throw people off. So if you really want to be able to get in and talk, we recommend strongly that you press 1. And that'll get you in. Tonight's topic is, should I leave my spouse for someone else? Should I leave my spouse for someone else? That is a very deep, deep question. Should I leave my spouse? Because in today's time, so many people do end up leaving their spouses for other people. Or some people even break up relationships where they're just dating simply to get involved with someone else. So that becomes a rather grave question, leaving your spouse for someone else. Sometimes those things even work out. That's from what I've heard. People actually, those things, for some relationships, they work out. For others, not so much. But nevertheless, you may want to listen to tonight's broadcast. Let me just go to Donna real quickly before we go to the story and ask her. Miss Donna, we're going to ask you that question. Just before we go into tonight's full story, I just right off the top, I want to get your thought on, should a person leave their spouse for someone else, you know, regardless of the circumstances? I mean, even if their spouse are good or bad or indifferent, you know, should a person leave their spouse for someone else? And if they do, what reason should they leave for someone else?
Well, Dr. Jesse, thank you for having me on your show. Many people have many reasons for leaving or doing what they do. I personally, I'm petrified if I leave my spouse for someone else, because you never know. The grass may look greener on the other side, but when you get there, that grass brown as I don't know what, and you end up in an abusive relationship, and then you want your husband back, but your husband can't trust you because, hey, you've given your body, you broke your vows for someone else. So I really believe, you know, that's an independent question for the person themselves. If you are not being battered or abused, now let me explain something. You can be mentally abused too. So I don't want any of the ladies to say, oh, it just doesn't take hitting. But you can be emotionally abused. You can be physically abused, mentally abused. All of these things play part in a person's leaving someone. So that is an individual question. I myself, like I said, I've been 21 years with mine, and he's never given me a reason to. At first, I thought the man had a problem. He never yelled, screamed. He never fussed, argued. We've never had an argument in 21 years. And I wanted, last year, I said, oh, God, I wish I could say something. But we've never had an argument in 21 years. And some people may say that's a lie, but it's not. To have an argument, it takes two. And so what we have learned to do was shut up. So, you know, a lot of that can cause you to want to leave your spouse too. So I just wanted to interject on that, because you can lose your spouse by arguing too much. So
okay.
I just wanted to bring that part out too.
All right. You know, I would like to have you and your spouse on as my featured guest one of these weeks, because I want to find out the key to your longevity of not having an argument. I think our listeners from around the world would want to know that. How in 21 years you've never had an argument? That sounds unbelievable. But, you know, it sounds unbelievable that somebody's been married for 21 years or longer and have never, when you use the word never, that's a powerful word.
It is.
To say
it is.
You've never had an argument. That's unbelievable.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know, so you're saying you should never leave your spouse unless there's mental or physical abuse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can open up your door and look at a man walking down the street, and they may be attractive. You know, you may say, oh, gosh, they look really handsome. But
right.
That doesn't change your love for your husband unless you're in an abusive relationship. I've been in an abusive relationship. I've been had a gun to my head. I've been hit in the head with a hammer. I've been hit in the head with a wrench. I've been stomped. And I was so petrified. Many people, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you just leave? But when you're in a relationship like that, you're scared, especially when someone say, I will find you. I will kill your whole family. You
wow.
know, when you don't have the self-esteem and when you don't have the willpower for yourself, you're going to believe that man. And
mm-hmm.
I believed him. And I took a chance on running. I really did. I took a chance on running, and he found me. He broke my ankle. The police officers asked me who did it. They know he did it, but I said, no, I don't know who did it, because I was just that scared.
Wow.
I was just that scared. And then a few years after that, he was shot in the back 5 times.
Wow.
So I'm not shedding any blood. I'm not, shedding any tears because I've shed enough.
Right.
I've shed enough through the years. So, yeah, when you're in an abusive relationship, you can't tell nobody, you know, oh, just walk off and leave them. Just walk off. That person
All right.
is dead. That person, especially if they've never had a job before, they've never been self, you know, independent before, you know, that plays a whole part in a person leaving their spouse.
Right. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Donna, just a second. I got to get to the story in about a minute. You're listening live. We're going to ask you to stand by. All of you all that have pressed one to get in tonight, we're going to ask also that you stand by. Let me go to the story so that we'll speak to the issue of the story and beyond. We also encourage you to send in your comments. We're going to be able to take some of the comments over the air tonight, as many as we possibly can get to. And as you all know, those of you all that tune in from time to time, the show goes by real quickly, so you will definitely want to get in to present your comments. Tonight's characters are Henry, Ingrid, and Jim. Henry, Ingrid, and Jim. Ingrid is the female in this particular story, Jim, and then there's Jim and Henry. Now, Henry and Ingrid, they had been married for just over 4 years when their problems began to escalate. As such, Ingrid started seeing a guy on her job named Jim. It's not that the marriage was mentally or physically abusive, but she was just emotionally distraught and started seeing this guy, Jim, from her job. Jim was single, tall, handsome, and a real charmer. After 6 months of this secret affair, Ingrid was head over heels about Jim, while Henry was clearly trying to work things out between him and Ingrid. In the meantime, Ingrid has completely stopped any romance with Henry, which is seriously frustrating him. Ingrid actually recently filed for divorce, and it was granted, and proceeded with an open relationship with Jim. Things were going quite well for Ingrid and Jim for the first 3 months until they had their very first serious argument over Jim being flirtatious with another woman on their job. Now, here again, Jim and Ingrid worked together, and she saw that Jim was being very flirtatious with this young lady, you know, another coworker. Ingrid clearly did not like this and could tell that there was something between Jim and the other woman. There are several other red flags that Ingrid has noticed, and she finds herself making comparisons between her ex-husband, Henry, and now Jim. As she sees these red flags, she realizes that she has made a horrible mistake in leaving her husband for Jim. On a sadder note, Jim has just dumped her to return to the woman on their job who he was actually flirting with. And I say return because him and that woman had been seeing each other before, and they had a breakup, and that's why he was, you know, with Ingrid. And now that him and the woman has come back together, he's dumped. Knowing that she divorced her husband for him, he went ahead and dumped her. Ingrid is facing serious depression, and Henry has moved on. So her husband has moved on with his life, while Ingrid has lost Jim and her husband because he's moved on. Now, the question that I start out with tonight is, let me go back to Donna here and ask her, and we need you to, you all, if you don't mind, just keeping your comments kind of brief because we have a number of calls that we're going to be trying to get to. And Donna, we're going to go to you first and ask this question. Do you think anybody is really at fault here?
Wow. I might have to be like one of your callers on last week, Peaches. And, make it very brief. You can't say, you know, you can't say who's at fault and who's to blame. You can't say because they're going to point their fingers at one another anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you can't really say who's at fault or you can't stay?
Well, Okay, when you have an extramarital affair with someone else, and you go off, you leave your husband, you leave your wife for someone else, and we, like I said, we don't know what happened. It could be emotional, mental, physical, and we don't know what happened in that relationship. All we know is they broke up. They broke up. But then we find out later that someone had an affair, and that's why there was a breakup in the marriage.
Okay,
so,
all right. Go ahead.
So when we find out that there was a breakup in the marriage, now here comes the finger pointing. You didn't do this for me. You're not there for me. You're never there for me. You don't talk with me. You don't do anything for me anymore. You don't buy me any roses anymore. And so, you know, the woman feels neglected. She sees someone that's very handsome on her job, and he's flirting with her. She's flirting with him. So that's the fault, number one, of fault, number one, for her lust, looking with lusting eyes.
Right.
Fault number one. The husband at fault, too, because if he did all this to get her, he know, because we have this saying, whatever you do to get that person, you better do it to keep them. Because if you started out giving me roses and you stop all of a sudden, I'm going to think something's wrong.
Okay. So we're going to ask you to hold the rest of your thoughts right there. We're going to get to some of the other members on the phone line. That's what we're kind of asking everybody to keep their comments kind of brief. Because we try to move it around. Hold on just a second for us. Let's go to 978-227, and welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You're live. Who do we have with us?
Hi, Dr. Walk. It's Evangelist Shirley.
Evangelist Shirley, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always good to have you with us. Do you think anybody's at fault here in this particular case?
Well, I was listening to Donna, and I, too, don't, you can't really point the finger at anyone, one particular person. You can say Henry didn't do his job for Ingrid and kept her happy as a wife. You can say Ingrid didn't have to go out there and look at Jim, and you can't really say that it's Jim's fault for being available to Ingrid. So I can't really say it's all.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second on that one, on that thought. So you agree with Donna that you can't really point the fault at anybody here, so it's just something that happens. Okay. Well, I kind of have a different perspective. I think that that Ingrid is completely at fault in this case because here she is, and let me tell you why I say that, because here she is, she's married. She's married, and knowing that, even though they're having their problems, and her husband Henry was trying to work things out, but when she got involved so heavily with Jim, it appears that she just disconnected her romantic feelings towards her husband, who was trying to work it out, and went on over to Jim. Where it appears to me that Jim didn't trust her anyway, knowing that she divorced her husband for him, and, you know, he didn't give any consideration to that. So I know it's hard to say, well, somebody's at fault, but in this case, I believe, this is just my humble opinion, that Ingrid is clearly at fault. We're going to ask you to stand by, Brenda Shirley. We're going to get to some other callers. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show's topic tonight, Should I Leave My Spouse for Someone Else? And if you're just joining us, the characters are Henry, Ingrid, and Jim. Henry and Ingrid have been married for just over 4 years, and they started having, you know, their problems began to escalate. And it wasn't a mental or physically abusive relationship. It's just arguments that just weren't resolved, which led Ingrid to start having an affair on her job with a guy named Jim. Well, little did she know, Jim was seeing another woman on the job before they got together, and it's just that that woman and Jim broke up, and he leaned more towards Ingrid. Ingrid fell madly in love with this guy, Jim, And he knew that she divorced her husband for him. And it turns out that one day on the job, Ingrid witnessed him flirting with another woman, a coworker of both of theirs. And she didn't like that, and it caused a serious argument between the two. And as a result, Jim dumped Ingrid and went back to the woman that he was flirting with, and because him and her had broken up before he got involved with Ingrid. And now Ingrid is left, feeling very, very, very depressed, because now she started making comparisons about certain red flags that she saw with Jim and comparing him to her husband, whom she really realized she was in the right place when she was with her husband. And now she's made a horrible mistake by getting involved with this guy who has turned around and dumped her because he really didn't trust her either. All right, so you've heard a couple of points of view. Donna, we have, who feels no one's at fault. Evangelist Shirley tends to believe also no one's at fault. Let's get another perspective in here. If you want to weigh in on this, press 1 at any time, and we'll be love to hear your comments. Let's go to 305-298. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 305-298. Who do we have with us, and welcome. All right, you're on the air, 305-298. All right, we'll come back to that caller momentarily. Let's go to another caller, 407. That's 407-607 as well. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hi, name's Nick.
Nick, thank you for joining us. Nick, what do you think? Is anyone at fault here?
Yeah, I'm honestly more along the lines of side with you that, Ingrid's at fault. I understand everyone else's perspective on the man should keep the woman happy, and I do agree that 100%. But at the end of the day, it's her decision to stray outside the marriage.
Okay. All right. So, Nick, do you feel if you're having arguments in your marriage, is that something that someone should do, whether it's a man or a woman? And we're not picking on any gender per se, because Ingrid could have been a man that did this. So what should this you have done when Henry was trying to work this out? What, in your opinion, should Ingrid have done? Is running to Jim the answer?
I think if you decide you want to marry someone, you take those vows. It's, for better or worse, whatever you have to do to make it work is what you need to do. Now, if you decide, you made a mistake, this isn't who I need to be with, that's 100% your choice. But at that point, you need to start getting away from the marriage, not necessarily, obtaining the vows you took.
Okay. All right. Nick, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to hold that thought, and we're going to let's go to one of our other calls. Let's go back to Donna. Donna, we're bringing you back in, and Nick has brought up a very good point that when you talk about these vows, holding on to your marital vows, why isn't running to – you're just not happy. Why not run to Jim? Who you felt could make you happy for the moment.
Well, you said it, for the moment. Marriage has been ordained by God. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, not even yourself. And so if you are unhappy, you talk about it. You talk about it and you try to resolve the issues at hand. You try your best to resolve them. And not just walk away. I'm not saying that anybody should stick with, and here I am again, should stick with somebody that is abusive. I'm not saying that. But if you resolve your relationship, because I'm not one to just look at somebody and, just want someone else. I'm too old myself to have go through resumes. What's your name? What's your sign? Okay. You know how we used to do it back in the day.
No, I
don't have time for all that.
Right.
So
I'm going to ask you. Sorry to cut you off, but we got so many callers that are trying to get in, weigh in on it. And if everybody could kind of confine their comments to about 15 seconds or less, we'll try as much as we can to get back to you, but that's what works for us because we also have to take a number of the comments to come in. So we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go in now to phone lines again. We're going to go to 305-308. Welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have with us?
This is Van Neely.
Van Neely, thank you for joining us, man. Thank you so much for being on our show this evening. What do you think? I mean, should you actually, should someone leave their spouse for someone else?
Well, you know, I think one of your callers said just here recently that, you know, you made a commitment. It's a vow, a commitment not only to your spouse, it's a vow, it's a commitment to the Lord. And I have seen, based on my experience, where sometimes an individual leaves someone for someone else, and what ends up happening is that same person turns around and leaves them. So, you know, when a relationship is having problems, you need to pray about it. You need to try to do what you can to work it out.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense. What about, let me go back up to the Evangelist Shirley and ask her this question. Then we're going to ask you to stand by as well. Evangelist Shirley, we've mentioned on the air outside of a physical or a mentally abusive relationship, then maybe things could be worked out. But what if the person, like, what if Ingrid, in this case, actually lost the love for her husband? I mean, isn't it fair to her? And maybe Jim was just a scapegoat? I mean, what happens in a situation like that? You know, someone once said when I was growing up, if you miss one bus, catch another bus. Meaning if one woman breaks your heart or one man breaks your heart, just get another one. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know about the buses and get another one, but everything always looks good to you when it's not yours. You know what I'm saying? And so a woman in particular, if someone treats her good, then that's what she's going to gravitate to, especially if she's going through situations at home. And I don't know about her reaching out to Jim, but he was someone available to listen to her emotions, you know, and what she had to say about what was going on, which she shouldn't have done anyways. I believe that anything that's going on in your home with a man and a woman, they need to discuss it amongst themselves first and see, you know, if they can work this thing out. And if they can't, then they need to move to other areas and see what they can do. But, you know, people on the outside will always say what you want to hear because mm-hmm. they're not committed to you, okay?
Right.
They haven't had a life with you to know who you are. So they'll say exactly what you want to hear. That's what I think.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
The producers are letting me know that if some numbers come up that we're not able to identify with, we're not able to go into to bring you on live. We must be able to identify the numbers because if a series of ones come across, we're not able to get to you. So if you really want us to get to you, you will need to have numbers that we can identify with. All right, let's go once again to phone lines. We're going to go here to 305-298. Are you with us?
Hello?
Yes, yes. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Hello, Dr. Walker.
Hi. We are talking about should you leave your spouse for someone else. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, you just mentioned the word spouse. I mean, I think that's a serious endeavor. Like someone mentioned earlier, it's the great institution that God put together. And if you're doing manly things to leave your spouse, then that's going to be on your faith, you know, as a man or a woman. And it's not a spiritual walk. So you really have to stop, you know, separate the carnal versus the spiritual. So I think it's a decision to each person, but that's a spiritual walk in my perspective.
All right, give us your name again, sir.
Mr. A.
Mr. A. Thank you, Mr. A. We're going to ask you to stand by, Mr. A. We do appreciate you being here with us. Let's go back to Nick just for a second. We're going to bring Nick back in and ask him his thought. Nick, earlier in the program, you said that you tend to agree with me that Ingrid's at fault. But what happened? Let's ask this question now. What if her love was just completely gone for Henry? Should she have really, I mean, I'm prone to think that she should have at least ended that relationship before beginning a new relationship. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I find it, you know, I'm a younger guy, but, you know, it's hard for me to think you could really fall out of love if you're ever truly in love with them, unless, you know, someone, you really do something physically or, you know, mentally try to hurt you. But I still believe no matter what the case is, that you should end one definitely before you start another one. That's just, you know, I'm a man of my word type guy. You know, you do what you say, and you say what you do. So if you say
right.
what you can do to that person, and, you know, be true to yourself. It's not just being true to them, it's to yourself.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Nick, stand by for us. We're going to take another, go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 786-541. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Rock Show. Who do we have with us live?
We have Monique.
Monique, thanks for joining us. Monique, why can't people just fall out of love and just move on instantly like that?
Because marriage is serious, and it's not, you know, I don't think that that's the proper way to handle things. I didn't hear you talk about her doing a lot of work on the marriage that she had. She just,
right.
it wasn't giving her what she wanted at the time, and she just left to go, you know, to go somewhere else. And that's not necessarily the answer either, because all marriages have highs and lows. And it's not going to be all fairy tale and passionate and, you know, beautiful all the time. And so I think she was a little disillusioned with her expectations.
Well, you know, I heard you say that that's not the way that it should go. But when you think that in today's times, it appears that people are more just into their feelings in the moment, in their feelings. And it's almost like fast food. You know, hey, listen, I don't want Burger King, I want McDonald's, I want Wendy's. So it appears the relationships are starting to, even if it is marriage, it's starting to get to the point where it's fast food. It's like, you know what, this person has gotten on my nerves. And like Nick is saying, you know, people are, I mean, we talk about the vows, holding on to those vows. I mean, what vows? Can you even tell me three things within those vows that it says? And that's probably been amended. Monique,
well,
that's a question for you.
I feel like if you want a fast food relationship, then marriage is not the relationship you should go to. Then be single, and you can have as much fast food as you like, because that's, you know, that's the single life. But marriage is about commitment and longevity. Well, it started out to be that way, and yeah, maybe it has changed. But if you're going to just jump in and out of marriages, then to me, that's pointless. Marriage is about commitment. It's not about fast. You know, if you want something fast, you can date this guy this month. You can date him until you know, the passion runs out, which it's going to. And then you can jump to the next guy, and then the next guy, and the next guy. But I don't think marriage is the place for that.
Without putting the fast food places out there in a negative way, but a lot of people have identified fast food as unhealthy. So would you say that the analogy of fast foods or relationships jumping or hopping could also be unhealthy?
I'm a live and let live kind of person, so I'm not going to give you a judgment on what makes other people happy. That's not
okay.
for me. But if, you know, people nowadays, that's the problem too. They're all about the ego. It's all about, you know, what's pleasing to them, like you said, at the time. They don't consider commitment, like I heard someone else say, and, you know, relationship and honoring vows, and, like, that doesn't come into play. So, you know, I don't think it's healthy, but, you know, I'm not one to judge someone else's life. You know, you can't walk someone else's walk.
Okay, we're going to have to stand by Monique just for a second. Let's bring Van back in. Van, let's go to you. The analogy that I put out there, you know, someone has said that fast foods are an unhealthy way of eating, but the guy Jerry that does commercials for Subway, he lost a lot of weight at Subway, and it seemed healthy for him. So why can't relationships You know, if you're not, if you're into the moment, you know, why bother to honor the marital vows? And, you know, if the person's getting on your nerves, why not just get out?
Why not just get out? Well, what happens is I've seen it time and time again, is people, you know, they run into a little problem or disagreement or they can't get along and they quickly want to jump out the marriage. But what ends up happens is then they end up with somebody else and then the same thing takes place. You know, they so it's almost like a recycle, repeat. You have to spend some time and you have to work at it and you also have to pray about it.
Okay. All right, Van. Another excellent point. Let's go back up to Mr. A. Mr. A, we're going to bring you back in and ask you this question. Mr. A, just off the top, you know, assuming that you're married, perhaps not, just asking this question, what are two things in that marital that the marital vow even talks about that people say we should hold on to?
Well, I mean, you're supposed to love your spouse as God loves the church. That's one thing that's spiritually
right. And what does that mean, really? What does that really mean?
I think it's subjective to each person. I mean, after I say it's a spiritual walk, and
right.
I think no one can cast judgment. They have to face that, I guess, that altar for themselves, so to speak.
Right.
And it's really a hard call because, you know, it's a very judgmental society. There is point
right.
of view, but you don't know until you actually live and experience it. You know,
right.
You have one baptism and only one, you know, if you believe in that. So we can be talking to other people who don't even connect to what
right.
I'm saying because they're not spiritual. So
okay. So what's the other that sounds judgmental, but what's the other thing, Mr. A, that the marital vows may say? What's the other thing?
Well, I think what to death do us part, I guess.
Yeah, everybody
remembers
that one. Everybody remembers that one because if the spouse is getting on their nerves, they wonder how long is the spouse going to live? So what does that mean?
That means that you're married until you are currently not living on this side of the world anymore. That's why some people put up with a lot of stuff that they would not put up with. In this day and age, you see a lot of older folks who have been married 50, 60 years. I'm sure there has not been a bed of roses to all those 50, 60 years.
Right.
However, they
right.
really believe in the vows and, you know, just stay together regardless of the pain and the trials and tribulations that they went through.
Right. Mr. A, we're going to ask you to stand by. I want to go up here, and we're going to bring some of you all back in. We got to take some of the comments shortly. But I got to go up here and ask Donna, who's been married for 21 years or more, who has told me that at the top of the hour, she says she has never had an argument in her marriage. And her and her husband are going to be my featured guests in one of the upcoming shows. But Donna, I've got to ask you this question. Other than what Mr. A has said, you know, he mentioned about till death do us part and that you love each other like Christ loved the church. I don't remember seeing that in the vows, but I imagine that it is. What is something else in the vows that people hold on to? I mean, you've been married 21 years. I'm sure you can recite those vows, you know, as if it was just yesterday. Is that fair to say?
The sickness and in health.
Okay.
The sickness and in health. You have to work on your marriage. You have to work. Marriage is a job, and you have to work on it. I'm going to try my best. I am going to be brief. But I've been sick, physically sick, most of my marriage. And at one point, I looked at my husband and I said, you know what? You deserve something better than me always being sick. Why are you still here? And he told me, he said, the Bible said, a threefold cord is not easily broken. So that man let me know that God is in the center of our marriage. And he believed what that marriage vow said, through sickness and in health, richer or for poor. He believed in what those vows meant. And so I do commend my husband for even putting up with me being sick. I really do. That marriage is a job. and you do have to work at it. You can't say, be in it for, oh, I think I'll stay in this for a year and see how it is, and if I don't like it, I'll get out of it. That's not how marriage works. Marriage is a lifelong destiny between husband and wife, woman and man.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let me bring Evangelist Shirley back in, and then we're going to start taking some of the comments that have come in. Evangelist Shirley, so if this is the case with what Donna has just presented, then why are so many marriages over 55% ending in divorce? Is it that the people are no longer honoring their vows? Just in brief, please.
Well, you're right. Honor and cherish is another part of that. People are not honoring their vows, and they're not living up to what they stood before God and said. And to me, that's, I'm like Donna, you can't just jump into something and think it's going to work without any work being put into it. You have to work on it.
All right. We're going to take some of these comments that have come into the studio. I mean, we got a number of them. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, but we'll do our very best. We're going to start out the first comment we're going to give to, let's bring Monique in. We're going to give her the first comment. Monique, are you still with us?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give you the first comment. This female writes in reference to tonight's topic, should I leave my spouse for someone else? She says, if you've been married for more than 5 years, I think a lot of women have felt like leaving their spouse for someone else, even when there is no one else in mind at the time. That's interesting. And I know it's subjective, but Monique, I got to ask you, what is she perhaps referring to?
I guess she's referring to, I think all marriages get to a point where the person is getting on your nerves and maybe the relationship has changed. You know, relationships have highs and lows, and maybe you're just not connecting for whatever reason. And they start to, you know, rethink things, and they start to think, did I make the right decision? I think that's possibly what she's talking about, but I think that's normal.
Okay. Okay, and you know, I tend to agree with that because that's what I'm thinking. But everybody probably goes to that. Did I make the right move? Is this the right decision? So we're gonna have to stand by. Let's bring Van in, and Van, same question. You know, how do you interpret what this, you know, what this quote was the lady that sent this in? You know, she says after 5 years, you know, you're wondering about these things. What's your interpretation?
Well, yeah, I think it's a call that's made is that, you know, they're maybe having difficulties and some trying time in the marriage, and it seems like sort of things getting better, it's getting worse, and so they want to go ahead and just throw their hand in and say, hey, you know, I just need to leave and maybe I'll find somebody else and maybe be better. But one of the things we need to understand is a marriage relationship is not a 50-50 relationship. A marriage relationship is 100%. Each person has to give 100%. And when we give 100%, it's not dependent. In other words, my love for my spouse shouldn't be dependent on how she loves and treats me. God requires me to love her like he loves his church. And I think if we take those approach to a marriage, then we would have more healthier marriage.
Okay. Very interesting. Even when that spouse is getting on your nerves, and one of them might be holding on to it for 3 or 4 days. You still hang in there? Is that what you're saying, Van?
Right. You still should hang on in there because you recognize that you not only have an obligation to your spouse, but you have a commitment that you made to the Lord.
But I would see, Van, if you've got that commitment to the Lord, then why would a spouse be holding on to that temperament for 3 or 4 days? That would be shocking, because if you're going to honor your vows and honor your commitment to God first and foremost, then holding on, letting the sun go down in your wrath, I don't understand that.
I need to clarify. I wasn't speaking about the spouse who's holding on to the envy or the jealousy or the argument. I was speaking saying that, you know, that we as individuals need to make sure that, you know, that if we recognize that God forgives us when we do wrong and when we sin, and we should always be willing to forgive our spouse when they are wrong or they make a mistake, you know. And I think when we are willing to do that and recognize that the same mercy God has extended to us, if we're willing to extend those to our spouse, it would be better. I know a lot of individuals, them, who were having difficulty and they wanted to leave, but they stood in the marriage and with prayer and working the marriage. Now they're 20, 30 years into the marriage because they just hold on to it and work at it some with God's guidance, is able to make the marriage successful.
All right. Okay, Van, we're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you for that. We're going to bring Nick in for the next comment that will come into our studio, and this comment is in reference to tonight's topic. Should I leave my spouse for someone else, like Ingrid did leaving Henry? This male writes in, and he says, I think in marriage you will see other people who you like, who you are likely to admire. I think it could escalate into a problem if your admiration for that person continues, even when you think you can handle it. The key is immediately dismiss the admiration for someone else, because it will lead to trouble for you, just as it did for me. Nick, let's get your opinion on that. He's saying that in life you're going to see people that you admire, and it could be a problem if you, I guess, linger with that admiration. And he says immediately, I mean, how do you just stop admiring someone? I mean, I heard you say you're a younger guy, Nick, and that you're, you know, if a gorgeous woman comes in your presence, easy for you to not admire her beauty, Nick?
I think anyone as a person, man or female, you're always going to notice a good-looking person they walk in. You may always even feel drawn to them. But
right.
At the end of the day, after that initial lust leaves, you should automatically go back to, you know, your wife or your husband or whoever have you that you hold deep in your heart. Because at the end of the day, you got lust and you got love. To me, there's a huge difference. If
right.
you have true love at home, then the lust issue should, you know, they should come and go as quick as they come in.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. This is a hypo here. Let's just say you're mad at your spouse. Let's just say it could be anyone. You're mad at your spouse, and this gorgeous woman, or in a woman's case, a gorgeous man comes in the picture, and they seem quite lovely. I mean, and as you said, sometimes you're just drawn to these people. And you're already mad with your spouse, and then the person says, well, you know, you're quite attractive. You mind if I take your number? What? How do you avoid not taking that number when you know they're flirting with you?
I mean, me personally, I'm in a customer service business. I deal with people in and out all the time. And it's
right.
Not that it happens all the time, but it's not rare for me to have, you know, a woman push herself on me or, you know, be very suggestive or even leave her phone number on my business card I gave her. But, you know, most of the time, you know, I just keep it with a smile, and I, you know, I always open up and tell people I'm married. You know, let them know straight up. And even if you want to leave me your number, I'll be nice to you, but just don't expect a phone call from me. I don't really think of it any deeper than that. You know, as soon as you walk out, you know, the car goes in the garbage.
Wow. That's powerful, Nick. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go here, because not everybody's able to do that. Let me go here. Evangelist Shirley, the same scenario here. Gorgeous man just comes in and you know, married or having been married or in a relationship, gorgeous man comes in, you're mad at your significant other. How do you avoid taking that number? I mean, can you be as strong as Nick, really?
You can. If you're married, you can be as strong as you can. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you can meet a person and your eyes can meet walking down the street. You may sense something, you know, and you'll never forget that look, you know, that from that person. But you'll probably never see that person again. It's just something that happens. And he's right. You know, people will tend to give you their numbers, but it's left up to you, and you know you're married, if you want to call that other woman or not. That's left up to you, and that goes back to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. You know, a lot of times it's people's egos. Can I do this? you know, do I still have it going on? A lot of times that's what is going on with people. But I agree with Nick. You can take the number. It's nice that you gave me your number, you know, but it's left up to me if I'm going to call you or not. And he's not going to call it. I say I praise God for that.
Right, and I can respect and admire that too. But let me, eventually we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me bring Monique in just before we go back to Donna in just a second. Monique, I got to ask you this question because I've interviewed so many people, and oftentimes, sometimes the man or the woman might not do what Nick does. They will actually put that away and maybe put an asterisk on it that, you know, that's a possibility. I've seen that. And interview so many people that do that, and they're waiting for the right moment, and it's like you might call a person 2 weeks later, oh, I was thinking about you. You dropped by my place of business, and you left me a card. But how do you avoid that drop-dead gorgeous guy or girl? And don't you think that you're not the only person that they left a card with or a number with?
Listen, everything that glitters is not gold. And even though the forbidden fruit, I heard someone say, is always – looking nice and juicy and tasty. But
right. You
just say no, that's it. I mean, I've been approached before and I'm married and people, you know, I say I'm married and that's the end of the story. The end of the story. Point finale.
Monique,
get out of my face.
The guy is drop dead gorgeous. Come on, Monique.
Gorgeous
and
gorgeous
just,
does nothing for me.
Okay, so you're saying that if he's charming and he comes to you with the sweetest line and says, heaven must be missing an angel because you're right here. I found the angel that they've been looking for in heaven. That doesn't make you smile, Monique?
I call BS. Things that guys that talk like that, I'm very suspicious of. That doesn't impress me. I'm not impressed by looks. I'm impressed by smart. So you're barking up the wrong tree.
Okay. Let's bring Donna in just for a second. Monique, we're going to stand by. We've got several more comments. We only got about 8 minutes before we close the show out. Donna, I mean, how realistic is it to walk away from someone who you've never seen before and they like Nick said earlier, sometimes you're drawn to these people because they are so attractive. How realistic is it to really walk away? And I mean, even how realistic is that?
Well, to me, it's not realistic at all. Because my marriage means everything to me. I work hard at my marriage. My husband works hard at his marriage. And it's not realistic at all. And the last caller, she made me chuckle, you know, when she came up with that line. Well, I believe you said it, hey, baby, you know, whatever the comment was you said about.
Yeah,
line, something like that. Excuse me?
Yeah, heaven is missing an angel because I found the angel that they were looking for.
Oh, well, heaven not missing the angel. God got up there. Who be going up there? And I'm down here. And so what happens is, my husband is with me all the time. Well, when he's not working, we go in the grocery store. We go everywhere. And a lot of men say, oh, you look so nice. You look so nice. And what he does, and I can see his chest sticking out, you know, and he's proud of his wife and how he looks. My husband is very handsome. And what happened when we first got married, I looked at another man, and I said, ooh, that suit looked nice on him. And I heard the Spirit of God, I tell you no lie, you want your husband to look nice, you go dress your husband how you want him. And that's what I did. I start going to the store, dressing my husband the way I want him dressed so I don't have to look at another man because my husband looks how I want him to look.
Oh, wow.
And he
looks
like that today. He looks like that today. He dresses fine, his long coat, and he just right on point. He's a pastor. He's my pastor.
All right.
Now I got to dress him right.
Okay. We got to ask you to stand by just for a second. We only got about 4 minutes, so we got to be really quick, and they're telling me I got to take at least 3 more of these comments. All right, we're going to send this one out to Evangelist Shirley just quickly here. This male writes in, this is a rather lengthy one. He says, I thought I could handle seeing, reference to tonight's show, should I leave my spouse for someone else? He says, I thought I could handle seeing someone else because my wife and I were having marital problems. The problem started when I thought I was strong enough to avoid falling in love with someone else. Unfortunately, I was wrong. I fell deeply in love with my mistress, and my wife wanted to work things out just as the story indicated. I ended up leaving my 9-year marriage for the other woman, and this relationship did not last more than 3 months. It's not worth it, he says. I would love to have my wife back, but she does not want me anymore. He says, my loss. And let me just go here to Evangelist Shirley. And Evangelist Shirley, it sounds like this guy's having a hard time overcoming this. He gave up 9 years for 3 months, and he's saying it's not worth it. What are your thoughts, briefly?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Things look good to you, but it is not worth it. You can see people. They look good to you, but leave it alone. Leave it right there it is, because the devil can put stuff right in your eyes and make it look real good to you. And when you get it, you're sorry you ever picked it up. So leave it alone. Stay in your marriage. If you're married, stay there and work it out. That's my opinion. And that's what I would tell anyone.
All right, hold that thought just for a second. Let me bring Nick back in. Nick, he says it's not worth it. I mean, you know, he gave up 9 years for 3 months. I mean, at some point I'm sure he thought that, you know what, this could turn my life around.
Yeah, he unfortunately, you know, he went for the easy way. You know, he was having troubles in the marriage, and as everybody knows, when you get into a relationship, the first 3-6 months is the honeymoon stage. Nothing goes wrong in that stage. So everything
right.
was great, but, you know, you got to tough it out. You got to at least give it a fair shot to see if you can make your marriage work. Because if you already put in 9 years, then, you know, to me, it's worth at least a couple years of trying to make it work.
Okay. All right. Excellent point. Van, let's bring you back in here just a second. What are your thoughts? I mean, it's not worth it. 9 years for 3 months of pleasure. Wow.
Right.
Now he wants her back. Why do you think she doesn't want him back now?
Well, you know, she don't want him back because of, you know, what he has done. And that's the unfortunate thing is that a lot of times people always think the grass look green on the other side. And then you get over there, and once you get over there, then you realize that there's weeds and, you know, all sorts of issues in the grass. So it pays to be faithful, you know, and because it's a cycle. I mean, I'm quite sure most of the folks who are listening can tell stories where individuals has had leave or went in another relationship, and then someone else leaves them, and, you know, it's just like a recycle continually
right.
being repeated, you know.
Right. We got two more comments. We're going to try to move those. Let's give you one of those while we got you here. Female writes in. She says, I made a serious mistake by leaving my boyfriend of 3 years for someone else because my boyfriend wanted to get married, and I did not at the time. Within a year, he was married to someone else, and the guy I left him for, I found out lied to me, and I found out he was married. He left me because I wanted him to leave his wife. Now, I wish I had my boyfriend back, and I would marry him in a heartbeat. How could I have avoided this? Just quickly, how could she have avoided that?
She could have avoided that because I got a nephew of mine in the Marines, and his girlfriend left him based on someone else saying that, hey, she needed to have free time. And he found another girl and married her, and she was, you know, she could have avoided that by keeping her commitment to her boyfriend and not just being moved by something look glowing and all pretty and all beautiful and just quickly moving. You know, it just holding on to commitment and making decisions. Decision making is very important. So many people make mistakes because of the wrong decision making process. So you have to really think these things through before you make a decision.
All right. This is our last question we're going to be able to take, and then I'm going to ask each of you all a question on the top of the hour question. Nick, this one's for you. I left my spouse after, this female writes in, she says, I left my spouse after 3 years for another man. It wasn't that he was bad, my spouse. I just fell in love with a man at work. The other guy and I eventually got married, she says, and it has been a horrible match because he does not trust me and I don't trust him either. If I had to do it over again, I would not have allowed myself to get involved with someone else while being married. I would simply ignore his gestures. I feel like I'm living in hell and it's hard to leave. Why is it so difficult for her, you think, Nick?
It's probably difficult for her to leave. She's probably got a fear of just kind of being alone. Yeah, that's a hard one for me to get my head around, honestly.
Okay, all right. Because we got about 15 seconds, they're threatening me that I've got to get off the air. Let me just ask each one of you all, and let me start with Donna. Just quickly, Donna, tell us, should you leave your spouse for someone else, and why or why not? Just quickly, 15 seconds or less.
I'm not going to leave my spouse because God ordained us. My mother-in-law introduced me to her son. So she felt like I was the best person for her son. And that's how I know that God ordained it.
All right, let's go to Evangelist Shirley. Evangelist Shirley, should you leave your spouse for someone else?
I wouldn't trade my destiny for any type of fantasy, and I would recommend that to any woman or man. Don't trade your destiny for a fantasy.
I like that. Nicholas, should you leave your spouse for someone else, even if they are drop-dead gorgeous?
Well, I would. My wife's drop-dead gorgeous, so that's an easy decision for me. But
I like that.
Me and my wife been together since we were in high school, 15 years old, going on 15 years together. I couldn't imagine my life being with anybody else, to tell you the truth. So I would say no.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nick. I like that. Dennis, let's see. Van will give you the last one. Should you leave your spouse for someone else? Why or why not?
No. I think you need to be with your spouse through thick and thin, and hopefully your spouse will do the same for you. That when things get tough, or maybe you have some sickness or some cancer, your spouse will be there. So I think you should hold your commitment to your spouse, and I'm quite sure the Lord will be pleased with that also.
All right. We are clearly out of time. I want to thank all of the callers that called in tonight. My callers will be joining us in the weeks ahead. Sorry for those of you all we weren't able to get to tonight and the comments that we weren't able to get to either. Keep tuning in. Join us back here live for your half-hour inspirational program tomorrow. If you choose to bypass tomorrow's programming, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until Friday or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
What are you doing with it?
Thank you.